There are jobs to be had in Michigan, but not enough skilled workers to fill them. That's what business leaders and elected officials have been saying for some time now. Community colleges are often cited as an important part of the solution. But the new state budget gave community colleges an average increase of 0.8%, which is below the rate of inflation. Actual increases will vary depending on the school. For instance, Jackson College, it'll only get an extra $104,000. Put that into context, the entire school's annual budget is $48 million. Here with us now is Dr. Daniel Phelan, president and CEO of Jackson College and the past chairman of the board of directors for the American Association of Community Colleges. Welcome, Dr. Phelan. So how useful is that state funding increase?
Well, not as much as I would like it to be. Unfortunately, we see ourselves as institutions that are responsible to help keep America working, and certainly at a time where talent is the number one issue, I think, principally for business and industry and for our country generally. We have a responsibility to respond in a way that is meeting those current and emerging needs. And with this very, very modest increase, while it is an increase, really has little, if any, impact on most of our institutions. I mean, in some ways, this below inflationary adjustment is more of a rounding error than I would say the significant ability to help us really meet these needs of business and industry.
Representative Kim Lasada is the Republican chairwoman of the Senate's Universities and Community Colleges Appropriations Subcommittee. So she was, a big part of this. And in her words, the funding increases for higher ed were not ideal. But she says the budget was realistic based on the resources we have. What does a realistic funding level look like in your mind?
Well, for me, I think minimally, our costs continue to go up as everybody else. You know, the cost of energy, the cost of construction, all of those costs are going up. And to have something less than traditional cost increases associated with inflation is less than ideal. And if we're going to do something more, if we're going to do something innovative as community colleges and really help our state, you know, pull up itself by its bootstraps and fill these jobs, we've got to go above and beyond just a mere inflation increase. So, for example, at Jackson College, we're trying to help businesses by giving them qualified applicants by moving beyond the traditional letter grade that they might get. We're converting our entire curriculum to competency-based education, which is demonstrable skills that students have that employers can see and recognize. And I think we do a better job with job placement that way. I think the employer is able to hire people that have the skills that they want. And I think we become more efficient, but that all takes time, and it takes work and expense. So from my way of thinking, in answer to your question, an inflationary adjustment is just keeping things going. It's a status quo. But if we're going to do something significant, we need to make investments.
So what changes do you think you're going to have to make at Jackson College to deal with getting a hair over $100,000?
Well, at Jackson College, we're also troubled by the fact that our local property tax is rather low. In fact, out of the 28 public community colleges in the state, we have the lowest rate, and the average homeowner in Jackson County pays the college about $45 a year and change. So the only place I can go is tuition, and our board has been pretty focused on making sure we're accessible, so we can't go there very far. So the bottom line is we make the little adjustments we need to in terms of operation, but the significant gains that we'd like to make to respond to helping with the talent, to serve and help organizations fill those skills gaps and deal with the serious talent shortage in our state really becomes challenging if attainable at all.
So could you be looking at having to slice off courses or let teachers go?
No, we have not. We've not gone that far. We tend to be pretty efficient the way it is. We are a pretty lean organization. But unfortunately, we have had to increase our tuition. And that's how between that and being very efficient as an organization, finding courses that really aren't meeting the needs of industry or low enrollment, you know, we're making the choices where we need to make.
What are you hearing from your colleagues at other community colleges around the state?
Well, I think that there's a countervailing effect here. In addition to getting a small adjustment from the state, we're also seeing a significant decline in enrollment. That's happening nationally with most of the nation's community colleges. There are about 1,100 of us in total. And with the exception of some large MSAs and large communities, enrollments are falling. In the state of Michigan, I think the majority of community colleges are seeing declining enrollment. So that's a declining revenue stream for most of our institutions. And so you've got these declining resources, fewer numbers of students, industry and businesses are asking for more help and better ways to attract and retain talent. And it's hitting us in time where, you know, financially, it's incredibly challenging for my colleagues and for me.
What would you say to someone who maintains community college funding is not as important as other items in the budget? I guess I'm asking, what makes community colleges important to Michigan?
Well, I think community colleges have a significant value proposition in that we help America keep working. We're the ones who meet students where they are. And regardless of whatever journey they have been on, we give them the knowledge, skills, and abilities to be successful in the workplace. And when you've got hundreds of thousands of job shortages in Michigan, I think we're at the tipping point where we can help Michigan fill those jobs. But we need to be able to have assistance to be able to accomplish that effectively.
How do we compare when you look around at other states and you've got that perspective as being the chairman of the board for the American Association of Community Colleges, how does Michigan compare to other states in terms of funding community colleges?
Well, that's a great question. There are so many different models as there are states. You'll have some states where the total amount of state support is significantly higher. So for Jackson College, for example, the state resources represent in total about 26% of our total revenue stream. But in other states, it's 50, 60, even higher percentages than that. So it's really hard to draw a comparison. But I can tell you that where states are doing very well in terms of economic development and overall vibrancy of their economy, community colleges are supported and contributed to in pretty significant ways.
So what are those community colleges able to do that perhaps you can't?
Well, I think they're doing a better job of seeking out those current emerging needs that industry is looking for. They have significant talent operations in terms of job placement and assisting with apprenticeships. They're able to acquire a state of the market, state of the art instructional equipment that relates to what business and industry is using. And for us at Jackson College, you know, we're struggling to write grants. We're using everything we can. We try to make every dollar act like it were two or three. And so we're very creative and very innovative in that regard. But in states where the funding is so much more significant, they have an appreciable and related benefit of being able to serve their communities in more significant ways.
Last spring, Governor Whitmer said she wanted to eventually make community college free in Michigan, and she talked of a proposed program called Michigan Reconnect to offer non-traditional students, the folks over 25, free community college or job training. How much confidence do you have in her ability to eventually make that happen?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure what the eventual outcome can be or will be, but I can tell you that in various cities and in states across this country, there are programs that are designed to lower those costs to students. Free community college is really a misnomer. It's not free at all. There are significant expenses in going to a community college. So if it's just recovering or paying for tuition, that's not free. Free total education because, you know, their students are still paying for books, they're still paying tuition, they're paying for childcare, they're putting gasoline in their car. And we have a number of first-generation students, so, you know, transportation can be iffy at best. They might have a flat tire, they might need a battery replaced. So to say free is really a misstatement of what the truth is. If it is a scholarship for covering tuition, that's one thing, but that's not free.
Dr. Daniel Phelan, President and CEO of Jackson College, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
It's been my pleasure to be with you today.